everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전체 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, today we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, as you guys know, it is Friday, July 17th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 17일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요?
Let's take a look at it here. It's from 1993, and we're sticking with the summer theme. We're going to be talking about sunscreen products. So let's take a look at this here. It's very short, so make sure you guys are cued and tuned in here. It says,
자외선 차단 제품, 봄물. 자외선 차단 제품, 봄물.
So it's really short there. I tried to slow it down as best as possible because that 자외선 차단 제품 is talking about products that block UV rays. We would just say sunscreen probably to make it easier. But when you break it down, that 자외선 is talking about UV rays. 제품 is the term for products. And that 차단 is the word for something that blocks. So 자외선 차단 제품 봄물. And 봄물 is talking about like we want to say like you're flooding something. It's rapidly activated because this is coming from an idiom. It's actually shortened for the headline there, but it's coming from the idiom 봄물이 터지다. 봄물이 터지다. And that's the term for like something that's rapidly activated, like work or like an emotion or some state of being. It's just rapidly activated there. And they were talking about how at this time in 1993, there's a lot being spoken about the harmful effects of UV rays and how it can not just cause wrinkles and freckles, but also, you know, severe cases can cause skin cancer. And so they had been talking about how these, you know, the deterioration and destruction of the ozone layer was causing more UV rays to kind of reach Earth and thereby, you know, causing these effects. And so a lot of the fashion industry was trying to counter that with either sunblock or sunblock, quote unquote, effective clothing like long sleeves or blouses or pants or parasols, things like that. And apparently at that time, since it was very new product thing, there weren't a lot of sales. But they were hoping for an increase in sales. And in my opinion, certainly got there. I cannot imagine living in a Korea where we don't focus on like talking about skincare and healthcare and how important it is to take care of your skin and make sure you're keeping covered and keeping yourself safe during the summer here. So I'm curious if you guys have bought something that has kind of sunblock effect. Maybe it's a sun cream or long sleeves or rash guard or whatever it might be. Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear about it. 네, 여러분은 자외선 차단 기능이 있는 물건을 사보신 적이 있나요? 50원에 유료 문자 샵 1013에 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 바토스 코리아 5만원 상품권을 보내드립니다. Just remember you guys, we're having that special event right now because of the ratings research period, and one of our lucky listeners is going to get a 50,000 won voucher to Vatos. So make sure you answer any phone calls from a number that starts with 02 and let them know that you listen to TBS EFM's 한국어 전제 from 8 to 9 p.m. And of course, send us a message for 51 to hashtag 1013. But now let's take a listen to the Beatles. Here Comes the Sun. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전제 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, before we get into our final headline today, I just wanted to go through some of these great messages I got in from you guys. We were talking about UV protective gear, sunscreen, sun-blocking things. And Vroomi here, hi Vroomi, says, I always use sunscreen and umbrellas when going out because my skin is white and very sensitive. So just a little bit of sun hurts my skin. I totally agree with this. I sympathize with this, I should say, because I am the color of paper. And if I step outside, just look at the sun for 10 seconds, I turn beet red. It's unfortunate. I cannot exist in hot places. So yeah, I am the same as you, Vroomi. I totally understand. The umbrellas, for me, I'm just sunscreening all day and long sleeves usually a lot of the time as well. Elise Vu here says, I don't get sunburnt easily, so I don't usually wear sunscreen unless it's summer and I'm spending a lot of time outside. I should try to protect my skin, though. Yes, I'm going to be your mom here for a second, or your big older sister, and be like, definitely get in the habit of maybe starting to use it. You don't have to be like me and cover yourself head to toe in like long sleeves. That's way too warm for most people. But you definitely should consider it, because trust me, it is so worth it in the long run. And I would say that as someone who did not wear a lot of sunscreen as a kid. I found it really annoying to put it on, but I wish I did now. Cafe Jui on Twitter says, I don't use sunblock because I'm too lazy to put it on. I totally remember this feeling. I was the same way for so long. Although I rarely get tan from the sun, I just turned red like a tomato, DJ Kayla. You sound like you're like me. When I was in school, I would turn beet red like a lobster, but still refuse to put on sunscreen because I was too lazy. But trust me, it's worth it. It's worth it. I'm sorry to be your big sister, but it is. But anyway, we have one more headline to get to, so let's get to it.
Korea에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean.
That's right, everyone. I'm going to take this headline and just break it on down real nice and quick, give you those keywords, the key phrases, and the key information that you need in order to understand the current issues going on in Korea these days. So, keep yourself updated on the latest things by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is actually about something that I've been thinking about recently, and I'll tell you why once we get to the talking about it in a little bit here, but it's about search words, kind of like searching keywords here. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 검색어에 대한 내용이네요. Now, when we talk about these search words and stuff, we're going to be talking about this kind of search word war. So we'll take a look at the headline in Korean, we'll switch it on over into English, and then I kind of want to hear your thoughts about it. So it says here, 돈 되는, 돈, oh my goodness, that was very Konglish-y. 돈 되는 검색어 전쟁. 키워드에 울고 웃는 40만 스마트 스토어 사장님들. Alright, so when we're taking that, we're going to break this down into three spots here. The 돈 되는 검색어 전쟁 is talking about the search word war that kind of makes money. So 전쟁 is the term for like a war here. And 검색어 is the word, 검색 is the word for searching something, 검색하다. So when you say 검색어, it's talking about words that are kind of searched for often here. And these words are words that kind of make money. 돈 되는. 돈 is, of course, money, and 돈 되는 검색어 are words that make money. So we're talking about the search word war, and they're saying that 400,000, 40만, 400,000 smart store owners, 스마트 스토어 사장님들, 사장님 is the term for an owner, so we learned that with, what was it, Daniel, I believe, when we were talking about 호칭어, and these smart store owners are crying and laughing because of the keywords 울고 웃는. So 울다 is the term for like to cry, and 웃다 is the word for like laughing, smiling, giggling sort of things. So we're talking about this because there was this, you know, kind of company, this man here, we're going to call him Han for the sake of this here. And there's a website, and they kind of had this website ad manager here, and they have a monthly search count that kind of is a source of huge money here. And basically it's because they made this because people in Korea, before they buy things, generally will search for things online. I even do it. I always check things online before I purchase something. And apparently there's this keyword war going on here where store owners are kind of checking the data on these websites and seeing which words are getting the highest number of clicks, which words are getting daily clicks, weekly clicks, monthly clicks, and what's kind of the hot things that they can associate their product with in order to get higher number of clicks, especially for these online stores, which are very common these days, especially during COVID-19. It's very common to have more online stores these days as well. And so they were kind of talking about how this data here is kind of creating a positive trend in terms of creating new jobs as well, which I think is kind of interesting that this is the way the world is kind of turning and changing these days. So I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say. Do you have like a words or things that you often search for online? And if you do, What is the word that you search for the most? I'd love to hear about it in the comments.
네, 여러분은 인터넷에 자주 검색하는 단어가 무엇인가요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013에 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 바토스 코리아 5만 원 상품권을 보내드립니다.
But everyone, just remember, we have that special event going on right now for the ratings research period, and one of our lucky listeners is going to get a Vato's 50,000 won coupon. So just answer a phone call that starts with 02 and let them know that you listen to TBS EFM's 한국어 천재 from 8 to 9 p.m. and send us a message for 50 won to hashtag 1013. Come eat, drink, and chill at Vato's Urban Tacos, 이태원, 잠실, 평택, and coming soon in August to the Coex at Samsung Station. But now, let's listen to our next song. It's called 나를 찾아줘, and it's by 전효성. 놓칠 것 같아 그래서 미칠 것 같아 나를 잡아줘 이제는 나를 찾아줘